Colton Fasciati, Montreal. Hey, you're no stranger to Supercross stuff. Never really saw you get a start tonight, though, ever. Did you get one?
No. Okay. No, not at all. No. No, I wish. I was struggling. First start was actually really good, and then got kind of bottlenecked in the first corner and actually went off the track into the pavement. Second start, ping-ponged off a couple guys. Yeah. That was Nicoletti's fault. Thanks for that, buddy. Yep. And then third one, half-decent start, and then tucked the front end like three or four corners in. Yep. And, yeah.
That was it.
That was it, yeah.
How closely are you paying attention to, obviously, you won the outdoor title. Good job on that. But Cole's got the lead for overall stuff. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, 100%. That's the goal. It's $100,000. So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty huge for anybody. So, definitely got some work to do now. Luckily, with how the points worked out, I think I only lost 4 points or so. So that's a good thing, I guess. Made it out of here safe. But track was a little on the sketchy side.
I thought it was kind of gnarly.
Yeah, it was for sure. So, and with next round being outdoors and the next ones being maybe even a little bit tighter arenas. So anything can happen. It's lots of racing left.
I don't know if this is a dumb question, so just tell me if it is. But the American guys here, like, you're in your own championship battle with Cole and Matt and everybody else. American guys show up here. Does it make it worse? Does it make it better? I mean, obviously you lost points tonight, but overall, were you like being like, damn it, like, I almost wish this wasn't part of our deal?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely retarded, to be honest with you. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. And I mean, at the beginning of the season, they said we had 3 Supercrosses, and now it's 4,
right.
And it's with another group of guys that are all getting paid to come up here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's one Canadian that got paid to come to this race, really, so it's kind of a bit of a kick in the butt there, or kicking the balls, or whatever you want to say, but I mean, for the overall good of the sport, I think it was good. It was good to race with those guys, and, you know, maybe up our level a little bit. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you like this place normally? Did you have good luck here when you raced back in the day?
I won a 250F main here years ago and had a couple podiums on 450. But, I always felt like the track just never was really, like, a Supercross track. Like, there's a couple of years where Dirtworks spilled it. I think they did a really good job on it. This year it was okay. It just, I mean, the dirt was a little bit funny and just
had some roots in it.
Had a lot of roots and rocks and pretty gnarly that way, and it broke down pretty quick. But they did a good job, fixing it up in between. And the motors weren't very long, too, which I think kind of hurt me.
That definitely hurts you. You get going later on.
Yeah, I'm the old guy. I get going at the end of the race with a couple laps to go. So, but, all in all, it was all right weekend.
Right. Okay, cool, man. Thanks
a lot.